It's time to Trust Us. Presented by Dustin DeHart at Nova Home Loans. Call him today at 577-2600.
So we are 6 months into this thing. 6 months plus now. 7-8 months, really. Right? The pandemic.
Yeah.
And Dustin DeHart's in every week to talk a little real estate, talk a little fantasy football. I was just telling you about a quick vacation I took last week. Of all the places to go to, I went to New Orleans, which I think a lot of people look at and they're like, oh my God, yeah, it's going to be really dangerous there. They're actually a lot more closed down than we are.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is good and bad. Mm-hmm. We felt pretty safe, but, you know, you really, you know, you got to be a little more creative and
put on a vacation. And, you kind of want to go to somewhere.
Right. But we know the town well enough, right, and we discovered some new places, and there's hundreds and hundreds of restaurants. A lot of them are closed, but we found some cool places and cool bars and stuff.
Right.
Real estate down there,
yeah,
seems to be doing all right. Well, in the vacation corridor, the places are historic, and a lot of them are gigantic. So it's, you know, sure, millions and millions of dollars. So I'm curious to see how they're doing. But the prices, when I go different places, I'll
pull up. Check on
Zillow. Yeah, I always look to see what values the houses are and where they were, and so they seem to be doing all right there. We are still in like a bizarro sweet spot, yeah, even with all that's happening, right? You're still slamming?
Slammed. Busier than when this started, right? And I thought by this time it was a slowdown, we'd get back to normal. I mean, literally, it's a contract coming in every single day. It's two or three more pre-approvals going out every single day.
Right.
It's nuts. Yeah, I mean, our median sales price went up again last month.
So where are we now?
It's $337,500.
That's high all-time?
It's all-time high. I'm betting it's going up this month again. You know, in December, we're supposed to slow down. I mean, you know, this is the time, you know, year where we slow down, and, you know, it's not the buying season. But I don't see that happening. I think we're going to end the year up, I mean, probably 10-12% compared to last year. I mean, that's insane. Like, what? And I thought we were going to be 10-12% below when this, right, pandemic hit.
But it doesn't mean, right, this goes on forever. What are the latest reports about 2021?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what you read. Like, you know, I've read a CoreLogic, and they take them with a grain of salt. They say we could go down 10%, and then you read other articles, and they're a little. They think maybe 1 to 3 or 4%, something like that. And that's kind of where I think we level out a little bit. We're going to get more supply. I mean, that's all it comes down to right now, really. It's record low rates. We got pent-up demand still. People were quarantined. They're out buying houses. They can get a rate under 3%. They want to move, right, because they need a bigger house. And there's not a lot of houses for sale. We're down 30% from last year in amount of houses listed for sale. But that's going to change again when people have to start making payments out of forbearance. They're going to list their house. When we get more supply, it'll level things out. No crash is coming. I guarantee, right, you that. But, yeah, we can't just go back to
where it was at the beginning of 2020.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't keep hitting record highs every month. At some point, we're going to level out. Maybe we come down a little bit, which isn't the worst thing in the world, right? You know, helps affordability a little bit. Things will normal out once we get people back to work. Prices will start rising again. It's kind of simple as that.
Nova Home Loans. That's where Dustin DeHart works. 577-2600 is the number. Got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Terrible segue, but speaking of flexibility, your fantasy team, yeah, we did a fantasy draft with a bunch of the guys here and some, yeah, of our listeners, and actually one of the listeners was 5-0 going, right, into the weekend. Yeah. Listener Grant, who jumped in at the last minute,
yeah,
he lost this weekend.
Yep.
I'll just pat myself on the back over here. I don't have a great team, but even my depleted team, thanks to Kyler Murray last, yeah, night, really thanks to the Cowboys, I was able to knock him off. You actually had tech problems.
Yeah.
You didn't get to make your last five picks. You scrambled to make pickups all over the place, but you did have a philosophy early. You went and got two great players, and you've got nothing out of Michael Thomas.
Nothing.
I'm assuming he's, yeah, going to come back at some point, as long as he's not punching his teammates.
All right.
But
Derrick Henry.
I was in with you on Derrick Henry. Yeah. This is an auction draft, yeah, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, he's only productive for like four games a year. Yeah. He doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield. But when he goes,
yeah,
he freaking goes. And in this league, which is a PPR league with a full point,
yeah,
per reception, he had 40 points, and you actually knocked off our buddy Adam Hill, who's been very pedestrian at just 3-3. Go figure. The guy wins. He tells me all the time, I'm in 24 leagues. I made the playoffs in 17. I don't know, bro. He actually he did win one of the leagues I was in that I'm in with him. He won it last year, but like generally he doesn't dominate the leagues I'm in. It's like, dude, I don't know who you're playing.
Well, that was my goal. I just wanted to beat Adam.
That's it.
So yeah. So
mission accomplished. Now you're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
So. I'm cutting Derrick Henry. I'll take Derrick Henry in a trade.
Yeah, like I have scrambled. I have picked up a lot of guys.
Ronald Jones had a big week for you, and you won in spite of who was your starting quarterback. Because he was out, right? Because you started Andy Dalton.
I put in Dalton because I lost Prescott.
Oh,
so
you had Dak.
Yeah, I had Dak.
Look at this.
So,